Zichr v'Bazdav Tzadi Dalad. This shir is L'Zeicha Nishmas, Rabbi Goldhar's father, Moshe ben Beryl, Zichrono Livracha. The first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnius or offer that one accepts when he buys grain. The Mishnah on the previous daf says that a person that buys grain is mekabel on himself a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw purchased. If Katina brought a brisa, the Mishnah is referring to a roiva of kitnius. The Gemara asks that a person also accepts if there's dirt in the purchased grain, because Rabbi said that if a person removes a pebble from his friend's geirin, he has to pay the value of wheat equal to the pebble's volume. This proves that a person does accept dirt in a grain purchase. The Gemara answers that although one accepts a full roiva of kitnius, he accepts only less than a roiva of dirt, not a roiva. The Gemara asks in a brisa that says that a buyer of adashim accepts a roiva of dirt, and the Gemara answers that adashim contain more dirt because they are uprooted. Second sugya on the daf, in Balanafis Menafes Kula. Rav Huna says if the buyer comes to sift the purchased grain because it appears to have more than a roiva, he may sift all of it, and the seller has to compensate for all of the impurities, including the roiva. Some say this halacha is dina, because a person pays for good quality grain with no impurities, and he ordinarily accepts impurities because he doesn't want to bother sifting the saw to remove only a roiva. But if there's more than a roiva of impurities, he would bother to sift it, and once he bothers to sift it, he sifts all of it. Therefore, when there's more than a roiva, the buyer doesn't accept any impurities. Some say it's a knas. Although a roiva of impurities in a saw of grain is common, more than a roiva is uncommon, so we suspect that he intentionally mixed it in, and since he mixed it in, Chazal gave him a knas to compensate for all the impurities. Third sugi on the daf, machleik is about penalizing in the case of mana shlishi. The Gemara asked on Avuna from a Mishnah, where two people deposited money with someone, one a mana and one two mana, and they disagree who left the two mana. Tanakama says each one receives a mana, and the third one is Yehemuna Chachiav Elio. This proves that although one is attempting to steal the third mana, he's not penalized to lose his first mana. The Gemara answers that in that case, each one definitely owns a mana, which we're not going to penalize. Whereas over here, it's possible that he mixed in all the impurities. Therefore, we give him a knas. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Avuna from Abyeisi's Shita in that Mishnah, who says that if each one receives a mana, then the Rambai doesn't lose. Rather, all the money is Yehemuna Chachiav Elio. This proves that we give a knas, even the amount that he's entitled to. The Gemara says, no, over there, there's Vadei Aramai, so therefore we give him a knas. Over here, it's possible he didn't mix in anything, and therefore it's possible there's no knas. And so once again, the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnius or offer that one accepts when he buys grain. The Mishnah on the previous daf says that a person that buys grain is mekabel on himself a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw purchased. If Katina brought a brisa, the Mishnah is referring to a roiva of kitnius. The Gemara asks that a person also accepts if there's dirt in the purchased grain, because Rabbi said that if a person removes a pebble from his friend's geirin, he has to pay the value of wheat equal to the pebble's volume. This proves that a person does accept dirt in a grain purchase. The Gemara answers that although one accepts a full roiva of kitnius, he accepts only less than a roiva of dirt, not a roiva. The Gemara asks in a brisa that says that a buyer of adashim accepts a roiva of dirt, and the Gemara answers that adashim contain more dirt because they are uprooted. Second sugya on the daf, in Balanafis Menafes Kula. Rav Huna says if the buyer comes to sift the purchased grain because it appears to have more than a roiva, he may sift all of it, and the seller has to compensate for all of the impurities, including the roiva. Some say this halacha is dina, because a person pays for good quality grain with no impurities, and he ordinarily accepts impurities because he doesn't want to bother sifting the saw to remove only a roiva. But if there's more than a roiva of impurities, he would bother to sift it, and once he bothers to sift it, he sifts all of it. Therefore, when there's more than a roiva, the buyer doesn't accept any impurities. Some say it's a knas. Although a roiva of impurities in a saw of grain is common, more than a roiva is uncommon, so we suspect that he intentionally mixed it in, and since he mixed it in, Chazal gave him a knas to compensate for all the impurities. Third sugya on the daf, machleik is about penalizing in the case of mana shlishi. The Gemara asked on Avuna from a Mishnah, where two people deposited money with someone, one a mana and one two mana, and they disagree who left the two mana. Tanakama says each one receives a mana, and the third one is Yehemuna Chachiav Elio. This proves that although one is attempting to steal the third mana, he's not penalized to lose his first mana. The Gemara answers that in that case, each one definitely owns a mana, which we're not going to penalize. Whereas over here, it's possible that he mixed in all the impurities. Therefore, we give him a knas. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rav Huna from Abyeisi's Shita in that Mishnah, who says that if each one receives a mana, then the Rambai doesn't lose. Rather, all the money is Yehemuna Chachiav Elio. This proves that we give a knas, even the amount that he's entitled to. The Gemara says, no, over there, there's Vadei Aramai, so therefore we give him a knas. Over here, it's possible he didn't mix in anything, and therefore it's possible there's no knas. So, to summarize, the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnius, or dirt, one accepts in a purchase of grain. Second sugya, imbala nafes menafes kula. Third sugya, machlaik is about giving a knas in a case of manashlishi. The sin from Abbas Dav Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. The hunter who had accepted a roiva of kitnius in the grain he used as bait for trapping was sifting through the entire bag he was buying, since it appeared like it had more than a roiva of impurities, when heard the shopkeeper tell two customers that he couldn't remember who gave him one money and who gave him two. Hunter reminds of Dav Tzadi Dalet, tzad. The roiva of kitnius that he accepted in his grain reminds the first sugya on the daf, the amount of kitnius or dirt one accepts when he purchases grain. He sifted through the entire bag because it appeared like it had more than a roiva, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, in balanafes menafes kulay. And the shopkeeper who told the two customers he couldn't remember who gave him one mana and who gave him two, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, the machlaik is about giving a knas in a case of mana shlishi. And now for the four blat chazara, babas daf tzadi. The first sugya on the daf, Ein meisifin al amidus eisim ishtos. Second sugya, hoarding produce. Third sugya, exporting staples from Eretz Yisrael. The sin from Abbas Dav Tzadi is at Stuckabox. It was a dark day in Stuckaville where the large town Pushka notified people it was prohibited to increase the value of coins more than a sixth when one person was found hoarding produce to inflate prices and another was caught exporting staples outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is Usser. Stuckabox reminds of Dav Tzadi. The large pushka which notified people that you can't increase the value of coins more than a sixth reminds of the first sugya on the daf, Ein meisifin al amidus eisim ishtos. The person who was found hoarding produce to inflate the prices reminds of the second sugya on the daf regarding hoarding produce. And the one that was exporting staples outside of Eretz Yisrael reminds of a third sugya on the daf exporting staples from Eretz Yisrael, which is Aser. The first sugya on the daf, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. Second sugya, Avram's imprisonment, and the reactions of the nation's great men on his patira. Third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yochanan's recollections. The simon from Abbas Dav Tzadi Aleph is an exit sign. The great Rav standing at a large exit sign at the borders of Eretz Yisrael that said, "Do not leave," and depicted the graves of a Jewish leader and his two sons, saw off in the distance the prison where Avram Avinu was kept for many years, and recalled how years earlier, teenage boys and girls would play together under the exit sign in the marketplace and not do avers. The exit sign reminds of Dav Tzadi Aleph, Tzei, the sign at the borders of Eretz Yisrael that said, "Do not leave," that had the graves of a Jewish leader and his two sons, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, that a person shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. The prison where Avram Avinu was kept for many years reminds of the second sugya on the daf, Avram's imprisonment and the reactions of the nation's great men and his patira. He remembered the teenage boys and girls who had played together and not to have Averis, reminds of a third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yochanan's recollections. Abbas Dav Tzadi Beis. The first sugya on the daf sold produce which was planted but didn't grow. Second sugya on the daf, a person sold a shor to his friend and it was an akhan. Third sugya on the daf, why Rav cannot prove that a woman was married as a psula. The sim from Abbas Dav Tzadi Beis is a turtle. When the owner of the turtle farm bought seeds to plant for turtle feed that didn't grow and he couldn't get a refund, and the cow he bought to plow turned out to be an akhan and he couldn't get a refund on that either, he decided to rent out the farm to hold weddings, appointing Edim to watch for the veil and uncovered hair. Turtle reminds of Dav Tzadi Beis, a tzav. The seeds that were bought that didn't grow and he couldn't get a refund reminds of the first sugya on the daf, sold produce which was planted and didn't grow. The cow that he bought that turned out to be an akhan reminds of the second sugya on the daf, a person sells a shor to his friend and it was an akhan. The Edom that were watching for the veil and uncovered here reminds of the third sugya on the daf, why Rav cannot prove that a woman was married as a psula. Babas Dav Tzadi Gimel, the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazaka of circumstantial evidence to Rav. Second sugya machlekes tanam regarding Rav for sales of Zera Pishta. Third sugya machlekes about paying Dmei Haitza. The sim for Babas Dav Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. When the train came to a sudden stop, where a cow mued to gore was standing next to a dead cow that had been grazing on the tracks, which had a boxcar full of Zera Pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, but the majority of people buy for different purposes, an angry customer boarded the train, demanding a garden seed salesman reimburse him for the seeds that didn't grow, plus his expenses. The train chugging along reminds of Dav Tzadi Gimel. The cow that was mued that was standing next to the dead cow reminds of the first sugya on the daf, comparing chazaka of circumstantial evidence to Rav. The boxcar full of Zera Pishtan, where the majority is sold for planting, reminds of the second sugya on the daf, the machlekes tanam regarding Rav for the sales of Zera Pishtan, and the customer wanted to be reimbursed for the expenses, reminds of the third sugya on the daf, machlekes about paying Dmei Haitza.